On behalf of Peter and Leslie, I want to welcome all of you here today on this joyous occasion in which they will be united in marriage. They are delighted that you are sharing this day with them. The Wonder Lake Bible Church and the town of Wonder Lake have important meaning for Leslie's family, the Davidsons. Wynn Davidson grew up here in a family of four boys, and one of his brothers, Leslie's Uncle Lyle, joins us in attendance today. And their mother, Myrtle Davidson, Leslie's grandmother, was a very active member of our church. And Myrtle enrolled Leslie and her little sister, Lisa, in the Awana Children's Program and various camps when they were younger. And so we honor the memory then of those family members here today. Well, we are assembled here in the presence of God to join this man and this woman in holy matrimony. God has established and sanctified marriage for the welfare and joy of human beings, and he has instructed those who enter into this relationship to cherish a mutual esteem and to love one another, to bear with one another, to comfort and provide for one another, and pray and encourage one another as well. Let's pray. Lord, we invite you to take the place of honor at this wedding, and we are grateful that you would come, and to think that the God who dwells in unapproachable light would bring his glory to this service, that the King who reigns over all the universe would bring his grandeur to this ceremony, that the Creator of roses would bring his tenderness and beauty to this celebration leaves us in awe. Loving Father, we thank you for being here with us, and I pray that Peter and Leslie will have a special sense and appreciation of the privilege of your presence. And we know that this favor is ours only through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it is in his name we pray. Amen. Peter and Leslie, the vows of intent indicate that it is your desire to freely enter into the marriage covenant with one another. If that is your intent, please affirm so now. Peter, do you take this woman to be your wedded wife, to live together in holy marriage? Do you promise to love her, comfort her, honor and keep her, and forsaking all others, keep only unto her for as long as you both shall live? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
And Leslie, do you take this man to be your wedded husband, to live together in holy marriage? Do you promise to love him, comfort him, honor and keep him, and forsaking all others, keep only unto him for as long as you both shall live? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Our scripture reading is from Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. And Peter and Leslie chose this passage because it describes how they intend to live their lives together.
Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God the Father through him.
Amen. Well, we are here today to celebrate. We're here to celebrate as Peter and Leslie enter into the sacred covenant of marriage. And it is a joy to be here with you, Peter and Leslie, to be a part of this special day with you. It is a joy to be surrounded by family and friends wishing you well in this. But I want to tell you a little secret just between the three of us right here, okay? And that is this. This beautiful ceremony here now is not a marriage. Now, a marriage ceremony, this wedding, is a beautiful and wondrous thing. But that is not a marriage. What makes a marriage is what follows this day. What makes a marriage is what you do tomorrow and the next day and in the days and weeks and months and years ahead. Jesus said, "No one has a greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friend." So Peter, Leslie, most likely you will never be asked to lay up your physical life for one another, but you will be required to give up yourselves for one another. You will soon exchange vows, and you will give rings to each other as a symbol of this giving, as a symbol of your solemn vow before us and before God. You will give yourselves, body, soul, and mind, to one another as a gift far more precious than the rings you exchange. Marriage is a gift of yourself. It is a gift of your life. And it is just not just for today. It is for every day from this day forward. And you must constantly give yourselves to one another. And that is a marriage. Marriage means letting go of small things. Small things like who's right and who is wrong. I hear we had a question about who is right and who is wrong just a little earlier today, didn't we, on something. Those are the small things then. But marriage then means putting your spouse, their needs, their desires, their well-being ahead of your own. So it means, Peter, that Leslie's needs and her well-being are more important than your own. And Leslie, it means, before you smile about that last part too much, it means that Peter's needs and his well-being are more important than your own. It is to love one another more than you love yourself, and that is a marriage. The scriptures declare that you will become one flesh, that you will be joined together in a profoundly intimate unity. You are the wedding gift that you give to one another today, and your marriage is the gift of continuing to give yourselves to each other each day. But a solemn reminder that it must be both of you. It must be a decision you continue to make every day. And with that gift to each other, with that shared love, I know that you will have a marriage that will last. And so I charge you now then to seek the wisdom and the power of God to enable you to be faithful to this high calling. Hold fast to His word. Rely on His strength and His grace to see you through the difficult days. Keep Christ at the center of your lives and your marriage. Earlier, we heard a selection of God's word from Colossians chapter 3, and you have endeavored to live out this truth and the commands of that passage in your lives together. And so, even as we read, even as you put on the clothes which cover your bodies, cover yourselves also then with compassion, with kindness, with humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, and love. And as you grow in these holy virtues, your marriage will also grow and become more and more the source of love and companionship, protection, fulfillment, and joy which God intends for you. Those virtues are the ingredients for a marriage that will last. So Peter and Leslie, I want to invite you now to come forward and exchange your solemn vows of the marriage covenant to one another. If you'll stand and face one another and hold hands.
I, Peter, take you, Leslie, to be my friend, my lover, a parent to our children and my wife. I will be yours in times of plenty and in times of want, in times of sickness and in times of health, in times of joy and in times of sorrow, in times of failure and in times of triumph. I promise to cherish and respect you, to care and protect you, to comfort and encourage you, and to stay with you for all eternity.
I, Leslie, take you, Peter, to be my friend, my lover, a parent to our children, and my husband. I will be yours in times of plenty and in times of want, in times of sickness and in times of health, in times of joy and in times of sorrow, in times of failure and in times of triumph. I promise to cherish and respect you, to care and protect you, to comfort and encourage you, and to stay with you for all eternity.
You have determined to seal your vows by the giving and receiving of rings. Rings are a sacred symbol signaling to others that you are an exclusive commitment to your beloved. The precious metal from which they are forged reminds you of the precious possession that you have in marriage, and the infinite circle they form remind you that your new relationship is never to end. So Peter, indicating your responsibility to Leslie to receive her into your care and keeping, I give you this ring to place on her finger as both a symbol and promise that you receive her. And just as this ring circles her finger, so you are to encompass her with strength and protecting love. So Peter, would you place this ring on her finger and then repeat after me? Leslie, this ring I give you. Maybe.
All right.
Leslie, this ring I give you.
Leslie, that ring that I give you.
As a constant reminder.
As a constant reminder.
Of my abiding love and commitment.
Of my abiding love and commitment.
And Leslie, indicating your responsibility to Peter to receive him into your care and devotion, I give you this ring to place on his finger as both a symbol and promise that you receive him. And just as this ring circles his finger, so you are to encompass him with strength and protecting love. Leslie, would you place that ring on his finger and then repeat after me? Peter, this ring I give you.
Peter, this ring I give you.
As a constant reminder.
As a constant reminder.
Of my abiding love and commitment.
Of my abiding love and commitment.
The unity candle ceremony is a celebration of how in marriage two persons become one flesh. And so we are celebrating then today the one flesh union of Peter and Leslie.
We invite you to stand if you're able and join us in this worship song.
Pursuit of what you said. future, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you say. Every painted sky, a canvas of your grace. If creation still obeys you, so will I.
Let's pray. Almighty God, who with holy, wise, and gracious purpose has instituted marriage, we ask you to let your blessing rest upon the covenant which Peter and Leslie have made before you. Fulfill the promises that you have given to all who live according to your word and who keep the obligations that you have ordained for the welfare of human beings. Eternal Father, I ask that you would send your blessing upon Peter and Leslie, that they may live faithfully together. May they keep the vows they have made, and may they remain ever in perfect love and peace together and live according to your word through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as Peter and Leslie have consented to live together in holy wedlock and have declared this before God and everyone here and have pledged their faith to one another, I now pronounce that they are husband and wife in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Those whom God has joined together, let no one put asunder. Peter, you may kiss your bride. So, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you, for the first time, Mr. and Mrs. Peter and Leslie Krebs. Folks, the reception will be at the McHenry Country Club. Hors d'oeuvres and drinks will be served beginning at 4 p.m. and then dinner starting promptly at 5 p.m. And again, on behalf of Peter and Leslie, thank you all for coming today.